Hi everyone, Bella Bardolias here and welcome to Resonate Podcast. I've been so negative this past few days and I just finished listening to my friend's webinar in my Alma Mater's FB page, and it's about gratitude. And it reminded me of myself like a couple of months or years ago, wherein, alam mo yon, very grateful and always thankful about everything that's happening to her. It's just that I can't find that aspect of myself anymore. I feel like even if there are a lot of things that I need to be grateful, I feel like I'm sad and I'm depressed and they're all useless. But I think I just need to look for that Bella again. So I'm starting an episode here in my podcast about gratitude. Every day I will try, or not even every day, maybe mga once a week, I don't know, but I will try to post or record everything that I am grateful for in each day or in each week, and you know, somehow train myself again to be grateful, genuinely grateful about the things that I have, because I really don't feel like I'm grateful, or I don't think I should be grateful, and I think that's also a big problem. So we will start today with this episode, and I hope you like it. Mwah. Hi everyone, Bella here of Isabella Resin Art, and today is actually my first day for this gratitude episode that I started a few days ago. Actually, after I recorded the gratitude opening or introduction, nag-record na ako ng isang napakahabang post about it. Like, it's the day one of me saying thank you to everything. But in the middle of the recording, I cried. But then I didn't care that much. Pinost ko pa rin. And then later on, I realized, medyo pangit pakinggan that you're crying in your podcast. So I'm like, even if it's so real and I promise to post things that are so real, that doesn't mean that I want people to hear me crying. Anyway, so thank you so much for being here today. And I just want to say thank you for your presence, whoever you are. And kailan mo man napakinggan ito, I just want you to know that you're special. And I'm grateful that you're here listening. So let's just say that this is the first day of my recording. And I am grateful for that day na nandito ko ngayon, nagre-record. And I just feel light and I feel happy and I think I deserve this feeling. I'm grateful for today because I was able to do laundry. I know that's so simple, but hindi mo lang alam kung gaano ako ka parang, oh, lagi akong tinatamad maglaba. Kasi medyo malayo yung laundry room sa kwarto ko. So parang, And then umuulan pa. So alam mo yon, ang hirap magdala ng mga nilabahan ng nagpapayong. Minsan nga naiwan ko pa yung payong ko. But anyway, I'm so grateful that I was able to do that. And what else? I was able to finish a lot of resin items, which is hello. Sobrang proud ako doon kasi sobrang normal din yun na marami ako natatapos when it comes to my art. And because of that, I'm grateful that I am that kind of artist na sobrang dami ng, how am I gonna say, ng inspiration. Hindi ko pa na-feel kahit kailan yung tinatawag na mental block or artist block. I'm so sorry about my voice. Medyo garalgal yung boses ko this past few days. And parang, okay. Anyway, I'm grateful that I was able to finish some papers. And when I say some papers, like I had 3 papers that I needed to submit. And I was able to do that. But I still need to submit 1 big paper, which, oh my gosh, I really don't know how am I gonna finish that. I am grateful for my friends, for my Indonesian friends, for my Filipino friends offline and online. And I'm grateful for my Filipino friends here in Uppsala na kakakilala ko lang kahapon. So I am super happy about that. I'm grateful for my family, like in this time na patuloy pa rin silang masaya. I just talked to them this afternoon. At masaya sila, walang sakit. at nakakain ng maayos. I think sa panahon ngayon, no, yun na yung talagang sobrang grateful tayo. Yung nakakakain ka ng maayos and at the same time wala kang sakit. And wala ka lang ginawa kundi be grateful for whatever you have because yun na talaga yung pinakamahalaga sa ngayon eh. And because of that, because of knowing na okay yung family ko and okay yung mga mahal ko sa buhay, it gives me somehow, no, peace. And talagang yun yung sobrang grateful ako. I'm grateful that I'm okay and even if I have a lot of stresses, okay pa rin ako and buhay and I always choose to fight and to move on even if it's really, really hard. But since I've found new friends, I hope that this coming winter, it won't be that really sad for me or gloomy or whatever. I also met new friends from the scholarship that I'm part of. Kaya sobrang masaya din ako because of that. What else? I was able to cook adobo. It's simple, but it's really, really wonderful for me to, you know, to do those things. Kasi hindi talaga ako magaling magluto, I guess. Kahit sinasabi ng mga friends ko na, ay, ang sarap mo magluto, pwede ka na mag-asawa. Parang ayoko maniwala. Kasi parang kapag nagluluto ako for friends, talagang ginagalingan ko. Pero kapag sa sarili ko, parang kulang. And it's something that I think I need to learn na parang kapag sa sarili ko, dapat, diba, dapat I deserve the best. I deserve to be pampered, to eat good food. Pero hindi ko yung ginagawa kasi pag sa sarili ko lang, bara-bara lang, alam mo yon. Pero pag sa ibang tao, I need to do my best. I need to do this and that. Kasi nga, I don't know if I mentioned it in my other podcast that may pagka people pleaser ako. So, yon, I need to outgrow that. What else am I thankful for? I'm thankful because I'm alive and I think it's the most wonderful thing. There are so many nights that I think I'm not gonna wake up anymore the next day because I just sleep so sad and I don't know what to do anymore. The sadness is like I'm not really sure where it comes from. So minsan, I feel like I'm not gonna wake up anymore. But hello, I did it. I woke up and I'm happy and I'm really contented about life and I'm grateful where I am right now. So yeah, and those are the things that I'm thankful for today. I hope that there will be more the next day. And I think I told you that I'm gonna do this often because, you know, to develop happy feelings, to go back to the original me who is really thankful, who is really grateful for all the things that I have, for everything that I am, which I think that personality I had, had na siya. Kasi parang pakiramdam ko mula nung nag-travel ako papunta dito, nawala. So I'm trying to look back and to get it back and to be that kind of person again that is genuinely thankful about life and about everything that's happening to her. So yun lang. Have a great night or day or afternoon wherever you are in this world. Mwah! Hi everyone, so it's Feb 17, 2022. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's. It's been a long while. Nung huli ako nag-record for my gratitude list. So, today I will record something. I really feel so down and I feel sad and I feel bad right now. I feel tired, so it's like everything that I feel. Physically, mentally, lahat na. Nahihilo ako, lahat na halo-halo na. And it's because of stress. And I don't want to be stressed as much as possible. That's the reason why I keep on writing and ito nga, recording things that I'm grateful for. Or ito nga, gratitude recording. Kasi gusto ko pa rin makondisyon yung utak ko. That there are a lot of things that I should be grateful about or for. And yun nga, nasa kabila ng lahat na nararamdaman ko, which is, you know, I really can't explain. I really cannot grasp. And I think it's really unexplainable para lang sabihin na masakit yung ulo ko. Lahat siguro tayo nakaranas na nun. But it's like, I think it's because of stress and, you know, you just can't cure this by drinking paracetamol or whatever. So, I try to block it, you know, the feelings of anxiety maybe, of stress. So, yun nga. So, I'm grateful that I was able to survive a couple of months, which is really, really hard. excuse me, dumighay ako. I'm very grateful that I was able to finish some resin projects. Last month, I did a collaboration, and it's because of my very unstable mental health that the collab took a long time. And like, I think binigay sa akin yung painting May or June of last year, and natapos ko siya ng December. Hindi ako maganda ka collab because I really take my time as an artist, and sometimes I shut down. So that's the main reason why I really don't do collabs, or I don't do collabs with people that will not understand me. Good thing that Karima, the painter who I did the collaboration with, sobrang bait niya and sobrang understanding. And the flowers kasi, syempre, I dry my flowers, I pick them, I dry them, I test them in resin. Yun nga, I test my flowers. That's the reason why it took time for me to put it dun sa painting. Kasi kapag nag-test ako sa flowers, talaga nag-iiba yung kulay niya minsan. 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 But then I'm grateful that when I sent Karima the painting and she posted it online, wala pang 24 hours, it was sold to a family actually. It's so nice. I talked to the buyer. Sabi niya, yung nanay niya daw talaga, when she saw the painting, iba yung naramdaman nila. And it's so wonderful because, you know, I always have this goal that whoever owns whatever I did will feel happy, you know, yun, calm, relax, all the positive feelings. And it's ironic because most of my works are actually done during my darkest days. And it's just so crazy, you know, to get feedbacks like those. Maybe I'll create another recording about this. But anyway, I'm grateful that it was sold within 24 hours. We earned from it. We sold it for like 6,000 kronos, which is around, I think, 30 to 40,000 pesos. So yon. Another thing that I'm grateful about is that I had my first group exhibit at the Philippine Embassy in Stockholm. O, diba? Social. So, I wasn't able to go there because I had problems with my bank account. So, wala akong pamasahe papuntang Stockholm. But the members of the Filipino Artists Association of Sweden are so nice, so kind. Hinayaan na lang nila. And they took photos of my work and then they sent it to me. Diba? Nakakatuwa. Another thing that I'm grateful for is that last December, I was able to visit my friend Leia in Kalmar. I met Leia in Instagram. Alam mo na, ganyan na tayo ngayon makipag-friends. Pero alam mo yung mga tao na na-meet mo, regardless of ano pang paraan ng pagkakakilala ninyo, may it be online or offline, di ba? Yung feeling mo na parang ang close-close mo na kaagad sa tao kasi sobrang komportable ka. And that's what I felt when I met Leia. Alam mo yung nag-uusap lang kami sa Instagram, chika-chika, ganyan. Tapos one time, tinawagan niya ako in video call. And napag-alaman namin na sobrang dami naming, alam mo yun, things in common. Like for example, we're from PNU. Pareho kaming PNU1. And pareho kaming Ilonggo, Ilongga. Oh, diba? She's from Iloilo and I'm from Negros Occidental. So, I went to Kalmar via airplane, social, diba? Kasi ano, mura lang naman dito airplane, Diyos mio. Tapos, alam mo yung pagkakita ko kay Leia, talagang tuwang-tuwa ako. Ewan ko, ay yung feeling nga na parang, ano, matagal mo na siyang friend, matagal mo na siyang kakilala. Pero ang totoo, nag-eyeball kami. O, diba? 1 week ako sa bahay nila, sobrang bait niya and her partner na si Bjorn. And nilibre nila ako. Nilibre nila ako sa Christmas board ng IKEA. And, ano tawag dito? At, nagstay ako sa bahay nila, pinagluluto nila ako palagi. I mean, those things, 'di ba, na parang alam mo 'yon, ang love language ko yata kasi talaga pagkain. So, sobrang feel ko na love ako kapag ano, binibigyan ako ng pagkain. But I'm so grateful about that. Alam mo 'yon, friends. And bumalik ako sa Uppsala at tuloy ang ligaya, sulat-sulat, ano pa ba 'yung mga ginawa ko? Internship and all that. So, I'm grateful, sobrang grateful for being here. And thankful, diba? Ang daming masakit sa katawan ko ngayon, but laban lang. And I'm also starting on applying for jobs here in Sweden, kapag hindi ako natanggap, eh di uwi. Ganun lang naman kasimple ang buhay ko, diba? Ano pa ba? Pero, kasi ako rin naman, I will always believe that you're led to places kung saan ka talaga nararapat sa bawat phases ng buhay mo. So, siguro, di natin alam that my time here in Sweden will end and I need to go home or maybe go somewhere else, di ba? Wala naman akong takot sa mga ganung bagay kasi wala naman akong pamilya na, I mean, akin, na iisipin ko paano ko move or travel. I'm single and I can go anywhere and my family back home, really, you know, they don't care much about those things. I mean, those, tawag dito, mga plans ko. So, you just have to update them, mga ganon. Pero, yun nga, gaya ng sabi ko, sobrang grateful ako to be here right now. And I think, and I'm on my final year in Uppsala. And right now, I think one of the main cause of my stress is that I was asked to do my proposal, my thesis proposal over again. Nakakasad at sabi ko nga, I describe it as para ako nakipag-break sa boyfriend because when I arrived in Uppsala, alam ko na talaga kung anong isusulat ko sa thesis ko. Kasi sinabi ko na yung sarili ko, once na pumasok ka ng isang program na mayroong thesis or dissertation requirement, you need to know what you will write so that everything that you will do, no, yung mga papers na isusulat mo, aligned with your main thesis. And that's what I did. But apparently, my professor, my supervisor told me that the time that I have in writing it might not be enough. So sabi niya, balikan mo yung mga evidences na meron ka and mag-isip ka from there ng isusulat mo. Which is, oh my gosh, it's really a struggle for me because I'm not a writer. Gawin mo na lang reporting, masaya pa ako. Pero yun nga, ganun ang ano ko ngayon, ang causes ng stress ko. But I will always believe that, yung tawag dito, ideas will definitely arrive. I just don't know when. I don't know what else I should do in order for me to produce ideas. Hirap eh. Alam mo yun, hindi ganun kadali. Hindi lang yan basta-basta na, sige, ito na lang sulat natin, ganyan. No, it's not like that. There are so many things that I can write, I guess. But then, those are just, alam mo yun, I don't know, you need to think of the evidences. May ebidensya ba? And I don't have the time to look for evidences about my research because it's a pandemic and it's really, really hard to travel, diba? I also have problems with my visa and all that. But it gives me comfort whenever my nanay would tell me that, I always pray for you and I always pray na magkaroon ka na ng visa and all that. Well, I also hope for that as well. But again, there are things that are not in my control and I definitely will let the universe decide, diba? I will just go with the flow and I hope that everything that I have will be aligned to what the greater powers out there would want me to be or to have. So, ayun. Anyway, all in all, I'm still grateful for my life. I mean, it's so good to be alive, diba? Even if you are super stressed with so much, you know, that's happening around you. It's so nice to sometimes close your eyes and just feel how wonderful life is to be alive and to breathe and to feel that you're wonderful, diba? You're enough. You're loved. I am so loved by so many people. I am so blessed. Diba? To be here right now, to have this kind of life right now, to have the experiences that I had, that I will have, it's just wonderful that even if there's stress and there are a lot of things that will try to pull you down, bangon pa rin, you know, the idea of like bangon pa rin, carry, go, alam mo yun, it gives me a lot of comfort because I'm sure there are a lot of people who might be in the same stress that I have and I don't want to mock their stresses, diba? But then, you know, sometimes they don't think na of bangon eh, or of laban pa. Sometimes they let them, you know, they let these feelings pull them down. And there are so many times that I've felt the same way. Kaya nga, alam mo yon, hindi ko masisisi rin yung ibang tao. those that, alam mo yon, talagang nagfall na into deep, deep depression and all that. I don't know if I can also describe past experiences ng ganon, but yes, there are so many times that I just don't feel anything. But then I keep on reminding myself that I need to stand up and I need to move and I need to continue living because there are a lot of people that are, how am I gonna say, umaasa sa'yo? And I'm not saying here na umaasa because of like pera or whatever, but umaasa that you will be able to finish whatever you've started and you will be able to succeed, you know, in the future. So, yon. Thank you so much for listening. And I think I've promised myself that grateful podcast, you know, this series will be short because I will just, you know, narrate or create a list of things that I'm grateful for. Pero yun nga, I think short podcasts about gratefulness is not enough. So just let me chit-chat and chit-chat and chit-chat. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you will again listen for another gratitude post. Mwah!